Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three on a Friday. And by the way, before I go to the phones, I got to do this. So Chef Ben from Aniana just texted in. Chef Ben from Aniana, who, by the way, is a true chef. I have eaten his fare, and it is fine. Chef Ben from Aniana says, would you please give a shout out to Brenda and Canton? That's my mother and my son. They're riding together, and they're tuned in. And then he says, great job. So salute to Brenda and Canton. We're glad you guys are Right Side Ruffians, and we love Chef Ben's food. So hit me some whoop-whoops on that. All right, let's get her done. So I'm going to go to the phones right now, bringing on somebody who really has his finger on the pulse of news around the state of Alabama because he's a news guy. Our friend Scott Buttram, publisher of the Trustful Tribune, on the line. Scotty Buttram, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I just passed your neck of the woods.
Nice. You heading to the mountains?
I am. I've actually been up there most of the week. I was under the weather several days, so my wife quarantined me to the cabin so I wouldn't get anybody else under the weather. I actually feel a lot better today, but my wife and daughter are out of town, so I thought, I'm going to take it. I'll go back to the cabin.
And this time, maybe enjoy it more. That's right.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you check the weather. I don't know how enjoyable it's going to be tonight.
Well, all right. Well, thanks for making time for us while you're mobile. But hey, I've been doing this segment I call Home Fries. I do it periodically where, yep, I grab stories from around the area and cook up a batch of home fries and tell folks what's happening in their backyard. But
you do know I am a Right Side listener as well, right?
I do know, brother. You're not just a listener. You're like an OG ruffian. You're a Right Side ruffian, man.
I have the OG. One of the things I love that you do, and this does make it easier because I've got a lot of friends in conservative.
Uh-oh, did we just lose him? Did we just lose him?
Because I can sit at my desk and have you playing in the background.
Hey, man, you won't believe this, but right as you were saying something, your phone cut out, and you said you got a lot of friends, and then, bam, you were gone.
Oh, I'm sorry. But what I was saying is I've got a lot of friends in conservative radio, but it's not always easy to listen in to their shows. You, because you stream yours on X, formerly Twitter, I can watch that at my desk. I have you on my desk while I'm doing other things.
Nice. Well, that's perfect. And we're seeing a lot more people doing that. So thank you for the shout out.
Oh, yeah,
that's
great.
All right. Hey, man, let me ask you about two stories. One of them is really, two of them really, that have gotten under my skin. One of them is 1819's got a piece, and I know you're tracking it. The idea that AL.com wants to run this cheesy story where a TikTok influencer has labeled Coleman as a sundown town. Your thoughts on that, and you might even want to tell the audience real quick what a sundown town is.
Well, sundown towns were known throughout the South, primarily in the 40s, 50s, even into the 60s in some areas. And they were towns that did not have blacks, and or generally speaking, did not have black citizens. And quite a few of them had signs up that said, don't let the sun set on you in so-and-so Alabama or so-and-so Mississippi or Tennessee or Georgia, whatever the case may be. Coleman did have a reputation back in the 50s as being a sunset town. They actually had zero black population in the city limits and very few in the county. So, yeah, that did exist back in the day, over half a century ago. Southern Living did a very nice article on some of the more beautiful small-town Christmases, and Coleman was written up in that article, got a lot of very positive attention.
Yeah.
You referred to this gentleman as a TikTok influencer. I had seen his videos before. Was somewhat aware of. I don't know that I would use the term influencer, but I'm not really up on all that stuff, so I trust your terminology a little better. To me, this guy is a typical little stereotypical cartoonish character.
Yeah.
That's all he is.
Yeah.
With a lot of bitterness toward the South, a lot of bitterness toward anything biblical or conservatives. That's what I picked up from the handful of videos I'd seen from him before. That's not the issue. The fact that there is a complete moron who doesn't know what he's talking about on social media, that happens about 10 billion times a day. that's not the issue. The issue is AL.com, Alabama Media Group.
Yeah.
who holds themselves up as the largest media company in Alabama. And by the way, that's their claim. There's nothing to substantiate that that I've ever seen. But maybe they are. I don't know. But they are, in my opinion, the lowest class media organization, not only in the state of Alabama, but in the Southeast United States. They've proven it repeatedly, and they just proved it again with this attack on Coleman. This senseless, baseless, and let's remember, without any sourcing of anything legitimate whatsoever, Alabama Media Group and their management made the decision to run this nobody's video, this little cartoon character stereotypes video, and trash an entire city of people. It's wrong.
It is wrong.
The things he said are baseless. They're unfounded. There's no fact. There's nothing to substantiate that. And for Alabama Media Group to pull that video, and remember, they published it once and pulled it down because it was so incredibly egregious. This is journalistic malpractice. These people are horrible human beings to make that kind of management decision. Now, Bill, you may ask, why is Scott so emotional about this? We're called racist all the time in this state by people who don't know what they're talking about. Well, two of the people that live in Coleman are my son and my daughter-in-law, kind of protective of them. The other two that live in Coleman are my only grandson and my only granddaughter. So that's who this stereotype cartoon figure was making fun of and lying about and falsely accusing. Two of the people, four of the people that I love more than anything in this world, two of them, I'm liable to hurt you over. I mean, I ain't ever had grandbabies before. I'm kind of protective of those kids.
Oh, man. And I can hear it in your voice, and I totally get it. And there are times when vigilantism looks like a good idea.
This is a horrible... Have they issued a formal apology to the people of Coleman? Have Alabama Media Group done that?
Not that I'm aware of, no. In fact, the thing is, if you're going to call it a sundown town and claim it has signs up that say leave town by sunset, you think they'd show a picture of a sign. But they don't even do that.
They didn't do that. They pulled this goofball from TikTok. And by the way, they know that guy is a cartoon character stereotype. His little shtick is not even original, Phil. I don't know if you've seen him, but his little shtick is really made up of other stereotype cartoon characters.
Wow.
And because of his lifestyle, they think he hung the moon. They don't recognize the fact that this guy has some kind of mental problem if he is accusing an entire city of racism based on something 70 years ago.
And I'll say this too, two other pieces of the story are, number one, your angst towards AL.com is I would say not only well-founded because you have family members in Coleman and you're a native of Alabama, but because you're also in the news industry. And this is the kind of thing that gives credible news sources like yours, like 1819, like others, gives it all a black eye because they do crap like this.
It makes it almost so difficult to do our job when you have people out there. I mean, we hear the public all the time. Phil, you and I talk to them. We're involved. We're engaged. We know they are sick of lying media and media trying to create fake turmoil like this when it doesn't exist. But they're sick of it.
Yeah.
AL.com, on a daily basis, goes out there and proves those critics correct with this type of yellow journalism. It's disgusting. And I haven't said this publicly. I'm saying it on your show for the first time. Monday morning, I will be sending a letter to the Alabama Press Association Board of Directors. I will be requesting that Alabama Media Group is either censured or removed from membership. And I think there's going to be some support on this.
Yeah.
They were given a pass. You cannot be a member of the Alabama Press Association if you are not publishing a journal, some type of newspaper or news journal. You can't be a full member. Our board, I think it was in 2021, when we knew they were going out of business, the Birmingham News.
Right.
Waived that rule and kept them as a Class A member.
Wow.
I will be requesting as a member of the Alabama Press Association, that the board of directors censure, because this is twice, Bill. We haven't even talked about what they did to the Selma Times 2 weeks ago. But I will be requesting the board either censure them or remove their membership. My preference is they should remove their membership. They are not, by our own bylaws, a legitimate member of the Alabama Press Association, but our board waived the rules and allowed them to remain as a member. They've attacked a newspaper 2 weeks ago on a completely unfounded similar claim of racism. Same thing, something they dragged off social media and used to attack the Selma Times, one of the oldest, most respected newspapers in the state of Alabama, also a member of the Alabama Press Association, also has a board member sitting on that board, and now they've done it to the entire city of Cullman, completely unfounded. They ought to be embarrassed. There ought to be a public apology from Alabama Media Group. There should be a public apology from their owners in New York, the carpetbaggers up there that come down here and steal Alabama money and at the same time trash this state. I'm sick of them.
Well, don't beat around the bush now, Scott. Tell me how you feel.
Well, I want to be casual about this and think it over, Bill. Yeah. Honestly, we have seen enough of this garbage those people that it's time to draw the line.
Yes.
In fact, I'm going to say this. I'm going to ask 1819 News to immediately apply for membership with the Alabama Press Association. Are they treated the way AL.com was treated? Will they be given that opportunity? I know that's not going to happen, which is why I'm going to be asking the board to censure or remove them from membership immediately.
Listen, man, I'm hot on it with you, and I appreciate you breaking that news. By the way, I did not know you were going to say all that, and I'm loving every second of it. Because in my opinion, I said this before you came on the air, but in my opinion, there is, and I've said it multiple times, there is no state in the nation that has come further on the issue of racism than Alabama. We are the state that was not only the seat of the Confederacy at one point, and the capital of the Confederacy, and the root of slavery. We also became the state, though, in which the modern civil rights movement was birthed out of. We've got Rosa Parks. We got all of it right here. We got the march over the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Everything happened in Alabama. No state has come further than this state, and then to have that kind of a slight is really asinine. Hey, listen, brother.
Amen, brother. Bill, I just want to echo what you said. We got our nose bloodied in the 60s in front of the entire world. We learned from it. We got better, and we've learned to live with our neighbors, and we've learned to treat them the way they deserve to be treated, and we've treated them as equal citizens and partners in this state. I'm sick of this lying about Alabama.
Brother, you are the man. I love me some Scotty Buttram. Come on my show anytime and raise Cane. We will have fun
brother,
and get her done.
I'm a folk all the way.
All right, man. I ran long. I got to go to a break. But you have a great weekend. I'm glad you're feeling better. And we will talk again soon. Keep me posted on that Monday thing, all right?
Hey, I appreciate you. Appreciate all the ruffians.
Take care. Well, that was spot on awesome. That was spot on awesome, news breaking awesome. That was exactly what I wanted to hear. Take me to a break, JP. I'm gonna go collect myself. I'm gonna go get about gave me the vapors. Just love that. AL.com. I'd love to hear your rebuttal. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.